Now, this morning, we're following details out of Rochester of a mass shooting that left three people dead and at least four others wounded. With us on the phone is WXXI News Director Randy Gorbman. Good morning to you, Randy. And first of all, if you could just get into the details of the case as you know them right now.
This happened in a section of the city, Jay, where certainly it's had its share of crime, the southwest portion of Rochester. It's one of those pockets where they've been trying to make some inroads but have still been dealing with quite a bit of violence. About 11:20 last night, it was right after a basketball game with some young men had ended up at the Boys and Girls Club. This is around 11:20 last night, and according to the police chief, things were fine inside the game, but as they were coming out, as the crowd gathered outside the Boys and Girls Club, someone driving by in a vehicle started firing. A total of seven people shot. Three of them are dead. Four others have been wounded. We have no official identification yet on the victims, but we understand they're all young men. The ones who did make it are believed to have non-life-threatening injuries. They're all in their 20s. But a very distraught scene, Jay. I was there overnight. A lot of relatives, friends, people in the neighborhood who knew the folks who either were killed or were shot, and they were all very upset. A lot of wailing and crying by the people in the neighborhood. I heard one woman saying, you know, I just saw him talking about one of the victims, you know, when he went off to work today. So really the motive, very unclear at this point. One of the council members, city council members in Rochester, who lives in that area, told me that he's heard it was some kind of a beef between people who are inside the gymnasium there at the club and outside, but what that beef was about, we don't know.
As you mentioned, it was at a Boys and Girls Club, and you talked a little bit about that neighborhood, the southwest section of Rochester. Maybe just tell us a little bit more about some of the activity that police have been dealing with there over the years.
Yeah, we have in Rochester an area where they call the Crescent. If you were to look at a map of Rochester and kind of draw a crescent through the city, there are pockets of the area in the city itself, northeast sections, southwest part of the city. Those are some of the higher crime areas. Not to say there's all crime there and that there aren't some good people trying to do some good things there, but they have been fighting with street crime, drug activity, things like that. I myself have covered some things there with a local teen empowerment center. There's been quite a few anti-violence efforts from people in the neighborhood who are trying to make a difference. But when you have something like this happens, it really kind of takes the wind out of everybody. The councilman I spoke to grew up in that neighborhood, and he said, you know, listen, we've got to, A, get rid of the illegal guns, and B, find a way to get families to kind of instill some kind of values in the people who do this sort of thing. So it does have certainly its areas of crime, but I would say there have been a lot of efforts by the city as well as people in the neighborhood to try to make a difference there.
And finally, Randy, of course, you've been covering news in Rochester for so many years. If you could offer some perspective, I know it's still very early and very raw, but, you know, how does this rank in terms of some of the things that you've seen in Rochester over the years?
You know, unfortunately, we've had all too many years when we've had a lot of violence. I would say it's one of the worst. I mean, we've had multiple shootings before, but I think the fact that it seems like, from what I've heard so far, these are folks who were kind of minding their own business sort of thing. It wasn't, you know, some of the usual drug-associated activity that often brings violence. It is certainly one of the worst. It has been a pretty violent summer here in terms of shootings, Jay. Not necessarily in terms of homicides, but just people being shot and wounded. You know, whether it has to do just to the warmer weather, you know, less rain, nobody really knows. But this is certainly something that the police chief is obviously visibly upset, as are people in the neighborhood, and certainly one of the more horrific shootings we've had in the city in quite some time.
Randy Gorbman is the news director for public radio station WXXI in Rochester. He joins us by phone this morning. Randy, thank you for your time.